Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Bryce. This week on AK, recovering. It's been almost 4 years since the largest flood in the history of the city of Eagle and Eagle Village devastated both communities. In the spring of 2009, a series of extremely warm days melted a higher-than-normal snowpack. When a massive ice jam broke free, a deluge of water surged toward the city and the nearby native village. KUAC's Emily Schwing visited both communities last summer to find out how locals have fared since the flood.
Eagle Village used to sit at the edge of the Yukon River, roughly 4 miles upriver from where the water takes a sharp turn north at Eagle Bluff. That was also 4 miles down a dirt road from the city of Eagle. The two communities have always been independent of one another, but they both suffered major losses in 2009.
After the flood, there were quite a few people who got new houses.
That's Eagle Village elder Ethel Beck. She grew up in the old village, which was completely destroyed 4 years ago. Chunks of ice pushed log houses across the floodplain. Three of them still lean awkwardly amongst the shrubbery on both sides of the river. A handful of crushed and twisted vehicles and a few leftover personal belongings still dot the floodplain where the old village once stood. Beck says at first she didn't like her new house. She was forced to move in after the flood.
You know, the part I think we all like is we're just next door to each other, and you go out your door and you can see up or down the village and see everybody here. It's like you're kind of isolated.
Beck's new home is still almost a mile from a new tribal hall, community center, and health clinic. Hers is one of five identical white-sided homes along the main dirt road. They seem oddly placed. She also misses her river view. You can't see the water from the shady spot where we sit chatting in her front yard. Change takes a long time in villages like Eagle. In the 1990s, the village council started making relocation plans. The village was too close to the river. A flood was sure to take its toll. But residents didn't support the council's move to clear land 4 miles further upriver in 2006. The 2009 flood was the worst in recorded history. That's when First Chief Joyce Roberts says locals finally realized they had no choice but to move.
I haven't had to argue with anybody about staying out of and rebuilding down there. I mean, nobody wants to rebuild because everybody knows that it's a hazard to live down there. You never know if we're going to have another flood the way we did before. So I think everybody has embraced a change up here.
As the strong river wind blows through the new village, Joyce Roberts points out all the newest homes, many built by the Mennonite Disaster Service. They're set back from the new road and surrounded by spindly spruce trees.
Up here, we're more out in the woods. It's more wild and untamed. That, you know, it brings people more closer to the land and gets them to, you know, stimulates the feeling to get more closer to your culture and your heritage.
Robert says she thinks people also like the added privacy. The new village is a little further from the city of Eagle. Teresa Dean is the postmaster and head librarian in the city.
The water was all the way up top of that hill. The pieces of ice were big enough to just demolish and crush the buildings.
And the top of that hill is about 200 yards away.
Oh, yeah. And the bottom of the river is 30 feet down here.
She tries to look down over the edge of a cut bank where a retaining wall holds the river sediment in place, but a 6-foot-tall chain-link fence is in her way.
It's an insult. Fences are for, like, criminals, vicious dogs. You know, they're not. It just totally ruins the view. You don't want to come down here and sit there and look through the fence.
The city erected the fence temporarily after the flood. Finally, this past fall, it came down for good. Dean points out other glaring reminders of the flood. To our left, the historic green and white customs house stands in two pieces above the river. Behind us, the giant logs that hold up a local bed and breakfast have large gashes where enormous blocks of ice slammed into the building. Pat Sanders has lived in Eagle for nearly 25 years. She's the lead interpretive ranger for the Yukon Charley National Preserve, headquartered here. Sanders says she's like many of her neighbors who don't feel the same kind of excitement when the ice starts to move each spring.
After the 2009 flood, you really didn't see people run to the riverbank when the ice started to move. There was much less enthusiasm. And even though we still look forward to breakup, we're not as vocal about it now as we were.
When the river froze this fall, the water level was high, but the ice froze into a smooth sheen. Then late in the season, the whole thing shifted. The river has since become a mangled, marled mess of jumble ice. But no matter what it looks like, residents of Eagle and Eagle Village will never see the river the same way again. For AK, I'm Emily Schwing.